Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, a show all about the cities we live in. Trolleybuses first appeared in Moscow in 1933 and have been used extensively ever since. Indeed, until recently, the Russian capital had the biggest network of trolleybus lines in the world. But now the city government wants to get rid of trolleybuses, citing traffic concerns and maintenance costs. Monocle's Alexei Korolyov brings us this week's Tall Story.
One time I was in a trolleybus in Moscow. It was very old, that trolleybus, slow and ponderous with age, its driver looking exasperated as it tried to make it go faster. Then, on one particularly difficult stretch of road, it just stopped. It could go no further. I looked over to the driver and he was nearly crying with frustration. Or was it with grief? Perhaps he had grown attached to the old trolley, I thought, and he knew all too well what was going to happen to it.
Our government, Moscow city government, would like to introduce new technologies, so mostly they introduce very good things in the scope of public transport. What I mean is bus lanes, priority of tramway, but for some unclear reason, in field of electric buses, they introduces electric buses without charging in motion. So they prefer charging on last stops, on terminal stations.
In the past few years, trolleybuses have been slowly disappearing from Moscow's streets. The city government now plans to phase them out completely by 2020, replacing them with electric buses. Unlike trolleybuses, the government says, electric buses don't need to use overhead wires, and so are less likely to cause congestion. But for Alexander Morozov from the Moscow-based think tank Infrastructure Economics Center, such arguments are bunk.
Moscow has the largest network of lines that can be used for charging. Even in cities where we haven't such a network of electric power lines, they introduced them from scratch. For example, Prague, according to our calculations, when we have charging at the terminal station, we need to buy for some intense lines with headways of about 2 minutes. We need to buy about 15 additional buses just to charge them at the terminal station. So the reasons why Moscow government strictly removes wires and forces to go to electric buses charging at terminal stations is not clear for us.
Когда мне не вмочь пересилить беду, когда подступает отчаяние, я в синий троллейбус сажусь на ходу в последний случай.
A clean and efficient method of transport, the trolleybus also has a sentimental value for many Muscovites. It was even immortalized in song by the famous poet and singer Bulat Okudzhava.
Последний троллейбус по улице мчи, и верши по бульварам круженье, чтоб всех подобрать.
That's why the City Hall scheme has not been met with universal approval. Dmitry Grishaev is running a social media campaign to save Moscow's trolleybuses.
В чем заключается ситуация с московским троллейбусом? На мой взгляд, просто разгром самой системы. Причины первые – это политические. Это, например, личные...
Dmitry says there are several factors at play here. Firstly, Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin seems to have a personal dislike of trolleybuses. Secondly, trolleybuses create few opportunities for corruption. And thirdly, there's a lack of qualified transport experts at City Hall.
И троллейбусы лишились части хлебных маршрутов, их перевели на автобусы и на электробусы.
So now it seems that if they will not change their mind, they will seriously remove all the trolleybus system from Moscow.
Independent expert Alexander Morozov again.
So, like Paris in 1936, that removed completely all the tramway lines. Moscow, the largest trolleybus network in the world, is going to disappear just in several years.
One way to make the Moscow city government reconsider is to stage street protests. But Dmitry Grishaev says, however much they may love their trolleybuses, Muscovites are not ready to risk going to jail to defend them. All they can do is say what I said to that old trolleybus. Thanks for the ride, man. For Monocle in Moscow, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24. Our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Rubello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.